still good to go?
Yeah, Matthew goes back in the lineup. Mark Stewart will go on the IR. Nothing's changed with him and his injury that he had. It just didn't get better as quickly as we'd like, and we think he needs a few more days to get him back to a level that he can play the game that he needs to play, a real physical style. So Matty's in, yeah.
Was that a very intense game with Pittsburgh the last time? Can you crank that right back up in the first game back after the break?
Well, hey, both teams at that time were skating very, very well, except for Malkin. He wasn't skating very well, but everybody else was skating really good. I don't, you know, you get different lineups, different. That game is so far gone in the memory bank. I think it's going to be a bit more of a grind. I don't think either team's going to move the puck quite as well as they did in that game first off the break.
Just talk a little bit about the mentality of putting Thorburn with Lowry and Kane.
Liked the way Chris skated. It goes to also having the ability on the bench to roll guys from left to right wing. So Chris, I think, has played really well in his offside this year, but spent a fair amount of time on the natural position. I liked his last few games. I've liked Matt Halaschuk as well. So that's something that we're talking about doing in-game. So we'll start like this. You always like the idea of three big guys on that line that can get in and get on that forecheck. But you're going to see Matt there as well. We want to get Chris to a comfort level that he can do that in-game, play left and right almost. You know, after power plays and things like that, sometimes you have to adjust the next lines that's coming out. I want Chris real comfortable on both sides of the ice.
Jim Rutherford's a guy you've worked for a handful of times. Just how much attention have you paid to him since he's joined Pittsburgh? And have you noticed any changes with this organization since he's taken over?
Well, I mean, I watched them close more for entertainment value. Enjoy watching Pittsburgh play. And, you know, you can't from the outside really know what goes on the inside. Certainly know his management style. He tries to get as many good people around him and then lets them work and steers them when they need it. So I enjoyed my time working for Jim for a long time. I learned, you know, he's the single most important mentor in my career. It's funny. I can remember just about all the advice he'd ever given me. I probably started using it this year. When you think back of, you always used to say, why don't you just roll your goalies a little bit more? You know, you don't have to take a goaltender out of the net every time he loses a game. You know, you can take a guy out when he wins a game sometimes. So it's a lot of real good advice he's given me over the years. Fortunately, maybe I'm mature enough now to take all of it.
Paul, when you look at their team, both on video and in the meeting that you had in November up there, do you see similarities in them systematically to what you've done?
From a systems point of view, we run different systems. At the same time, both ends of the rink, everybody's trying to do the same thing, you know, so there's just some difference in the neutral zone. We move the puck differently than Pittsburgh does. Most teams move the puck differently than Pittsburgh does with their skill level. It's just... But I know when they beat us in 09, and clearly I just remember Evgeny Malkin's wraparound backhand top shelf. There was some skill involved.
A little bit.
But most of it was they were just harder on the puck than we were. They competed so hard on every puck, and that's where we're trying to get to. So it's something that's kind of new for us in terms of being an identity of the team. But that was what I remember... getting beat. Now, we were tired coming into that series. We'd gone 7 games with New Jersey and 7 games with Boston. They were just better than we were. We weren't, to be honest with you, we weren't very close in any of the games. But so hard on the puck, so competitive on the puck, and that was what I took away from being the defining part of that series. Not the skill level, how much more, and they were more skilled than we were, but they were so hard to play against defensively as well.
What's the challenge of this team minus Malkin and Crosby?
Well, they're going to put two kind of mindset guys going in there. There's guys that are going to get an opportunity to play a little more, and they don't get that chance. And it's not just those two. I mean, they're missing some key pieces to their lineup. And I think some of the other players that are on the lineup don't get talked about as much as they would in other markets maybe. But you got guys that are coming in, they're going to get a chance to play a little bit more. And then you got some guys coming in, they're getting their chance that they haven't gotten. So there's going to be, I think, some energy and some intensity off their bench. Nervousness isn't the right word, but anticipation, excitement to play a game. And that's our challenge. I mean, certainly we haven't accomplished anything to be casual about this game. But you go on a 4-day break. Human nature says don't want to work quite as hard as we were working maybe before. So getting back up to speed. And then for both teams, handling the mental challenges, it's just not going to be easy with the puck out there. I mean, it's 4 days off. Your hands are the last things to get to the party, so we'll try not to rely on that.
Are you tempted at all to go back to Hutchinson after the shutout or the break?
No, I like the way the rotation was going. I like the way it sets us up in the near future if things continue to go. Pav's memory bank on this game, and if you parceled it out to three games from now, Dallas pretty strong, played very, very well at home against Pittsburgh, made some big saves. More importantly, his last two games were, you know, he won us the game in Dallas, and that game against Arizona was not an easy game for a goaltender to play, so he deserves to be in there.